I think we'll get ready to get started. Hope everyone had a great lunch. To start this afternoon, I want to introduce myself. I'm Andrew Hanover from the J.P. Morgan MedTech team, and it's my pleasure to introduce from NuVasive the company's chairman and CEO, Greg Lucier. Just want to remind everybody, because you might have turned your cell phones on, please silence your cell phones. And the breakout room will be in the Sussex room, which is right down the hall to the right, and so hopefully you won't have too much of a crowd getting there. Greg?
Thank you, Andrew. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a real pleasure to be here with you and share with you the NuVasive story. I'm going to be sharing with you some forward-looking statements, and as such, they're protected under the Safe Harbor Clause, and just want to make sure you're aware of that. So today's agenda is I want to share with you how we as NuVasive have disrupted the spine industry, how we're focused on driving shareholder value creation, and then what's ahead of us in terms of our strategic agenda over the course of 2017. So that's what we're going to talk about over the next 25 minutes. So first, for those of you not familiar with NuVasive, this is our company at a glance. Just under $1 billion in 2016. We just gave out preliminary guidance for the fourth quarter and full year 2016 this morning at 5 a.m. We have about 2,000 share owners in the company, 2,200 employees. What we're most known for is being the pure play, pure spine company, and we're the largest at it. And we're also the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery, which is the fastest growing subportion of overall spine surgery. So that's NuVasive. In terms of the spine industry, this is a good business. This is one where demographics are playing to the need for spine surgery ever more. It's a surgery that no one really wants to have. It's a surgery that has lots of variation in its outcomes. And because of that variability in those demographics, we think it's a great place for great technology, great techniques to make it just a place in a surgery that you'd want to actually have go get done. It's also been a very good service line for our hospital customers. You can look at these statistics at the bottom of the chart, but since 2007, lots of volume growth, projected volume growth over the next few years in terms of outpatient procedures at ambulatory service centers growing at about 25%. And a big chunk of the EBITDA, of the profitability of a hospital, is coming from these more sophisticated spine procedures. So good demographics, lots of need for technique and technology, and a very profitable service line at that. We at NuVasive came on the scene over the last decade or so by completely creating and innovating an entirely new way of approaching the spine. So historically, you would get spine procedures done either anteriorly or in your back posteriorly. You've seen the big scars in perhaps your neighbors. You've heard about the long recovery times when they would have these type of back surgeries. What NuVasive did was incredibly unique. They did a minimally invasive procedure coming in on the lateral side that allowed you to be basically up and walking a day later. And that same philosophy of very minimally invasive approaches to reaching the spine and doing what had to be done have permeated now across an entire product line and has permeated our philosophy of how we think about what spine surgery needs to have happen in the future. That's where we started, but we certainly haven't ended there. And so over the course of since 2004, virtually every other technique, whether it was posterior or anterior, NuVasive has innovated to be more minimally invasive. In 2015, we were the very first company to come out with computer-aided surgical planning to drive alignment of the spine. One of the problems that was plaguing the industry and still plagues the industry is that a surgeon will put you on the table, they'll fix what the problem is, but then they forget that the alignment of the spine has to be back in its original condition. Otherwise, your gaze will be wrong, your posture will be reset the wrong way. And so our IGA platform is the first tool to pre-surgically, then when you're on the table, confirm that you have the right alignment of your spine after you get all these fixes done to the spinal column. And then in 2016, one of our big innovations was to completely reset the whole concept of what surgery is. And so now we have an entire business oriented around post-surgical adjustment to surgery. And the first example of that is in childhood scoliosis, where we have our magic rod system where you can install the rod into the young child, and then over the course of many years as the child grows, you magnetically adjust the rod as the child grows, and you don't have to do another surgery. Big game changer, and if you just let your imagination go a little bit, you can see where that can go in a lot of other places in orthopedics. So the company has moved from being a very focused niche company of several years ago to where now today we can partner with hospitals and be a full-line provider of spinal technology, whether it's, as I said, anterior or lateral, posterior, solutions from deformity to degenerative to these very sophisticated neuromonitoring systems and computer-aided surgical planning systems. It's important to know that because as the industry changes, we think we're going to be one of the key players as the industry consolidates as a full-line spine player. So now let me just segue of why would you want to invest in this company. I think there are five kind of levers why you'd want to do that. The first is that we have good revenue growth. We grow at mid to high single digits very consistently, and then we have some opportunities on top of that that I'll speak about in a moment. We as a company have a good runway ahead of us in terms of expanding the operating margins of the company as well as the EBITDA margins of the company, and you'll see that momentarily. We have a very high tax rate. We have a very high tax rate because most of our profits are here, if not all of our profits are here in the United States. We manufacture in the United States. And even as you'll see in our best conditions of where we were taking the tax rate to, it's still well high of what the tax reform is being discussed right now in the United States. All of that leads to great EPS growth, double-digit EPS growth, and then free cash flow from that as well over the next several years. So good examples, good reasons why you'd want to put your money to work here at NuVasive. On top of that, as we generate free cash flow, there are great opportunities to be a disciplined investor, to buy companies, to do partnerships, to expand our influence in this very big market called back pain. So now let me just talk about our track record in terms of if you put your money to work with NuVasive. You can see the revenue growth and the profitability. In terms of the profitability, we have gone from being a fairly low-margin entity just of a few years ago to this year in 2016 as we gave the preliminary report. We're about 16%. And our goal in the next couple years is to get to 20%, which is where we think a good med device company should be. And we're marching towards that goal at 100 basis points per year. All of that has led to a good return on investment if you did give us your money. As you can see, we well outperformed the S&P 500. And I would honestly tell you that I think we're just getting going. At $1 billion, we're now of a size where we can have the resources and the reach to make a big difference. And I would remind anybody that we're only 12% of the market right now. So everything for us is a lot of upside, and we intend to continue this trend. In 2016, we had some good highlights, too. Let me just point out a few so you can get a flavor for what took place inside the company over the last 12 months. First, in terms of innovation, this whole IGA technology of being able to sit with a surgeon, plan out their surgery to make sure that the spinal alignment was exactly what needed to happen, and then be able to confirm it on the operating table, we extended that to the cervical spine, the spine just below your head, so that you could have the proper gaze after a spine surgery. You won't believe how many people come off the operating table and are looking up at the ceiling. Honestly, it's why people don't want back surgery. We're implementing these deterministic techniques to make spine surgery a lot more predictable. We also, as I said, introduced this magic rod, and we expanded its indications in terms of its use. It is a metal rod with certain alloys in it. It is now being able to be used in an MRI, so that expanded its use as well. In terms of capital deployment, we did some important things. We issued some new convertible notes, but we also took out some dated notes that were coming due here in 2017. And so we think we refinanced the company in a very prudent way, good way, that allows us to continue to potentially make further M&A investments where we think they make some sense. In terms of profitability, we're investing heavily into the state of Ohio, into a new manufacturing plant. It'll be one of the largest spine factories in the world. It's a state-of-the-art digital factory, CAD CAM, all machine tools, new 3D printing, and that's going to drive our cost of goods sold much lower starting in 2018. And then our strategy, as we'll talk about, has continued to expand. We're trying to drive ever more innovation into this space. We're also trying to drive ever more complete solutions in the operating room around spine surgery through having a services component that we just started to build out in 2016. And we've had some great service line partnerships with big hospitals where they've consolidated their business around NuVasive. So this is the statement we gave this morning, pre-market. Just to give preliminary results, $956 million in revenue. As you can see, as reported revenue growth of about 17%, organically just under 9%. And as we look to 2017, we'll bust through $1 billion for the first time. And as you can see, the organic growth is about in line with 2016, just under 9%. So we feel good about the business, a very strong foundation as we kick off 2017. Now let me talk about our formula for success. Let me start with innovation. Our goal has been historically to be completely disruptive into this space. Where others are going left, we go right. We also think more broadly about where the industry needs to go. As I've said, it has to be about clinical predictability of spine surgery. And we think the way to get there is to move from being, in yesteryear, a product company just doing pieces and parts, to where we innovated the entire episode of care, a procedure, starting with the lateral surgery, now with posterior and anterior. And where we go next is to be completely comprehensive in the operating room, to be a systems company. I've spent a lot of years in the medical industry. I've never seen variation like you see with spine surgery, and I think it's because there are so many variations of the way you can do it. And so the whole protocol and process needs to change, as I say, to become much more deterministic and much more predictable. And we're going to do that through technology and technique to become a systems company. And so you can see this interrelationship of a lot of different things that have to happen, but there has to be much better navigation to the point of where the intervention has to take place. Certain type of augmentation to the human hands has to take place. It's not a robot. It's more of a haptic-type technology in our view. Data has to play a much bigger role in what procedure you do for that particular person because your spine is far different than the other person's spine. And so we are creating this integrated approach from pre-op to post-op discharge and following the patient all the way through. A great example of that, just to continue the theme here, is this IGA platform, as I spoke about. In 2015, we launched IGA for the thoracic lumbar part of your spine. It allowed a surgeon, again, preoperatively, to use this computer-aided tool to look at the spine image, measure it against the pelvis and these different angles, make sure that the patient got the right angularity on the spine on the operating table. And the angularity of the spine, the alignment of the spine, is the number one correlative element to you having a great outcome on a spine surgery. We took that up to, as I said, the cervical spine, to the neck, to the head, and it now allows us to have a complete system for you to pre-plan a surgery. Another example of systems would be the LessRay technology. We're a minimally invasive company. When you're a minimally invasive company, you are taking a lot of radiation shots using a C-arm in that operating room because you can't see with your eyes what's actually going on in the spine. You have to use a C-arm to actually see where the spine is. And so in the first decade of a spine surgeon's career using MIS, they get a lifetime of radiation. This technology is proprietary now to NuVasive, where we use a very sophisticated computer algorithm to take lower radiation dosages, compile them together to give you extremely high fidelity images at about an 80 to 95% reduction in radiation. We launched this at the Big Spine Conference in October, and I will tell you the reception has been unbelievable. It is a system that's required by MIS spine surgeons. Other big opportunity for us around innovation is deformity. So up until now, we have been a degenerative company. Degeneration is where your spine is deteriorating over the course of your lifetime. Deformity is where it's radically changing, whether it's due to genetic predisposition, accidents or, again, just the course of age affecting you more than another would be. This is where you see scoliosis in children, or you can see scoliosis in older people too. We have a complete system now rolling out by mid-year that we think will be the most contemporary, most advanced in the world. It's leveraging in young children our magic rod system. These are these magnetically adjusted rods inside the human being that you place a magnet on their back every few weeks. You can adjust the size of the rods as the patient is changing in their stature. That same concept will be applied in a lot of other aspects of spine surgery in time. We're also launching in mid-year, as I say, the Reline posterior system that will allow the deformity corrections to take place not only in those kids, but also in adults, using as well this Bendini rod bending system, because there will be other rods in your body during the spine surgery. And then lastly, just around innovation, is this much more bolder goal of changing the very concept of surgery itself to where when you come off the operating room table, that's not the end of it. That a surgeon, the doctor, can see you later, adjust the implants that were placed inside you, and give you further correction. Just imagine a 65-year-old woman who has degenerative spine disease. She gets corrected, and then when she's 73, 74, she has further deterioration of her posture, and you can readjust those implants external to the body and recorrect her whole entire posture. It is not science fiction. It is happening, and we've got a whole line of products coming out again this year, some around the knee, some around the legs, some in the spine, and we'll continue to drive that technology in all aspects of orthopedics. Now let me jump to how we'll pay for it. As you can see, we're increasing the R&D. It's going to exceed 5% this year, up from 4% about 18 months ago. And as we drive these margins up, our goal is to get to about 7% of R&D spend. Let me talk about growth. So when we think about growth, we have a couple different ways we do it. As we said, first is disruptive technology. Second is partnering with hospitals to consolidate their purchasing. Globalization, we're very underpenetrated internationally. And then we've got some great opportunities for very disciplined strategic M&A. When you look at a hospital today, a hospital in the United States today has an average about 8+ spine vendors. That's because the surgeon gets to choose whoever they want. But that is now having been kind of balanced against the need for better purchasing economies. And so we believe, and we're starting to see it, hospitals are going to consolidate their purchasing to 2 to 3 vendors. And we are always in that mix because, A, we're a full-line company, and, B, we are the minimally invasive innovator in spine surgery. They like us in the mix. So we think trends are playing very much into our direction. We also, here in 2016, the last 12 months, continued to build out a service business. Every spine surgery, virtually every spine surgery taking place in the United States, has a technician in the operating room monitoring your nerve pulses as you're doing this interrogation intervention on your spine. We are now the largest neuromonitoring company in the United States. It's a business model that has several different legs to it. It has not only a service component where we get reimbursed for the technician in the room. There's a physician who watches the surgery remotely using our technology. There's a reimbursement there. And then importantly to NuVasive, we bring in our neuromonitoring technology and we get a disposable fee off of that. This is a great business for us to not only be more pervasive in surgeries, but then combine it with our hardware and be a total solution provider to hospital C-suites. And then, as I said, on the growth side, international, we're underpenetrated, 12% domestically, 4% internationally, and you can see we're growing at 30-plus percent. This thing continues to run, we think, over the next 5-10 years and becomes just an ever bigger part of our company. Now let me talk about profitability. We, as I said, historically have not been a very profitable company. This year we're getting to 16% operating margins. The next goal, the next real milestone is 20%. And then beyond that, 25%. There are ample sources of how we'll go get there. And you can read them here on this chart. The real big one for us coming up here is this new manufacturing center we're building in Dayton, Ohio. Those are actual pictures of it. It is a state-of-the-art spine factory, as I said, CNC, 3D printing, and we're extremely excited about the ramp-up of this facility. By the end of this year, about 70% of all we make will be made out of that factory. The remaining 20-25% will be next year in 2018. In 2018, we expect to deliver meaningful improvement in our cost of goods line because of these actions. So we're pretty darn excited about what we can do. And so there you can see how it's impacting the overall profit margin. Longer term, people have asked, how are you going to get to 25%? I've tried to lay out for you here a walk that gets you to that 25%. We've got a very good line of sight to the 20, and the 25 beyond that requires a bit more work in terms of the very things we're working on to get to 20. But I would simply say is that as we insource more manufacturing and grow and exceed ultimately that Dayton factory, you know, we can ultimately probably build another factory overseas to lower our cost structure that, you know, that step more. So it's things like that will get us to the mid-20s operating margin. And then the EBITDA margin as well in terms of getting up higher is all about reducing the CapEx of the company. Today we're fairly capital intensive. We're also not as good as we should be on capital utilization. In terms of all the different assets we have to send out for a surgery, our goal is to get that down from 9% to 6%. And as you can see, when we do that, we drive the EBITDA margins up towards the low 30s. Tax rate, as I referenced in the very beginning, we ended 2016 at 37%. You can see a fairly high tax rate. This year, 2017, will be a couple points lower. But if tax reform does happen in the United States, that is a major tailwind for this company. You know, it's anywhere around 25%, mid-20s, but you can see we weren't even planning to be at that level until 2020. And so we'll see if the legislation happens. But if it does, it will greatly benefit NuVasiv, particularly because 100% of everything we do will be domestically manufactured. And then cash flow. As we do all of that, we should be able to drive free cash flow much higher. And, you know, it's all about asset intensity, better inventory turns, and we've brought in a whole new team over the last 2 years, a very experienced team in orthopedics that is helping the company bring in the practices that should have been there earlier but weren't, but now are, and allowing us to become much more capital efficient over the next few years. So that's really the formula for success. Drive disruptive innovation. Several avenues for taking that disruptive innovation and getting the growth we want, both domestically and internationally, and then driving profitability to where this company should be and doing it here in the next couple of years that allows us to continue to reinvest what we think is a relatively underpenetrated, needing a lot more sophistication, and long-term, a very good growth business. So those are the five drivers, and thank you very much, and we look forward to taking your questions. Take care.